What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to episode 102 of More Wrestling's podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Morrison, joined today with 2024 NCAA Division I All-American at 174 pounds, Ben Pursuit of Army West Point. Ben, how's it going today?
It's going good, sir. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I'm sitting right inside my hotel room, just off the balcony here in Virginia Beach, spending a few days to myself before coaching a few of the Governor New York kids. This coming NHSCA tournament. But, it's been 5 years since you won the NHSCA senior national title. What do you remember from competing down here in Virginia Beach?
I remember it just being one of my favorite memories because I went my sophomore, junior, and senior year, but my senior year, it was a lot better because by winning early on, you didn't have as many matches. So it was more of a nice, easy flow through. My freshman my sophomore and junior year, I lost early on, so I had to work my way back and wrestle like 10 matches to come back and get third. So it was a lot more intense, but I thought it was a great experience. And my dad actually will be down there for the weekend because he's bringing three of our wrestlers from my high school to the tournament. So,
man, I didn't realize that you won 10 or 9 or 10 straight to take third. That's crazy.
Yeah, I lost third round, and it was a 120 or 256 man bracket. So. But
yeah, we had a New York kid the last year that I think lost early, and he ended up winning 10 straight to take third, which he just looked like just beat up at the end of the weekend. But yeah, that's crazy. But talking about your time, your dad coaching in Ohio, you're a 3-time Ohio runner up, and then you were able to win a state title your senior year. And then, fast forward to college where you were, going into this year, you were a 3-time national qualifier. So you're a 4-time national qualifier overall. And then you finally got it done your senior year. You placed as a senior. But it's just kind of crazy how, your senior year, you're able to get it done both at the high school and, at the college level. Talking about, I guess you might have just answered it. You said your dad's coaching. How did you get started into wrestling?
Since I was like 3 years old, 4 years old, my dad was always the head coach for our high school. So after school, we'd be with him. So we would just play around the wrestling room, me and my brothers. And that's really what started it. But yeah, we were just born into it basically. And then we really enjoyed it. So we kept with it. My oldest brother actually switched to basketball. So he liked basketball a lot more and he was really, really good at it. So it was a good transition for him. But the middle brother and I, we really enjoyed wrestling. So we pushed through and he wrestled at Ashland, finished at Ashland in D2. He's a 3-time All-American. So it was awesome seeing that too. But yeah, we just been pushing wrestling our entire life. And that's what we stayed with.
Nice. That's awesome. You're obviously coming from Ohio. What kind of made you want to get into, Army and attend Army West Point?
I actually at first didn't want to be involved at all, but my one of my friends and like mentors, he actually was at West Point, and his sophomore year, he started talking to me about it because I was a sophomore in college or high school at the time, and I wasn't really looking around too much at the moment, but he started talking to me about it, and I was like, no one in my family has ever been military, so I didn't really think it was like the right option for me. He kept pursuing it. And then finally I was like, okay, I'll look into it. And my parents were like persistent about just check it out. Like nothing is promised, but like, just look at it, see what it has to offer. So I started looking at it. I came on a visit and then I ended up coming on an official visit, but was seeing what they had to offer. It was more than just wrestling. It was a situation to set you up for life where you're in a position where any like D1 school, like Big Ten school, their primary focus is just wrestling. And after wrestling, it's like, now what? So I knew from a situation standpoint, I would be getting a great education. You meet great people, you're set up for life and you're serving your country. And I just know that like coming out of it, I'm in a much better situation than a lot of people that are graduating from like a regular D1 college. So I'm happy about that. And I'm able to serve our country, which is extremely important too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's I mean, I've had Scott Green on, I've had Kevin Ward on the podcast, and actually I interviewed you last year, at the beginning of last season. I think it was a Black Knight Scramble, the very first event that you guys hosted. And yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit about, what you enjoyed at Army West Point and whatnot, but yeah, it's crazy. Like I just in the last 2 years, I guess I've learned more and more about Army West Point and what goes on, and it's very unique. But I guess we're going to be jumping around a little bit in the podcast, but I guess the first question I wanted to ask you know, was we talked about you being a multiple time national qualifier. Now, what was different about this NCAA tournament compared to your first three times? You were 2-2, I think, then 1-2, then 1-2. You're honing in on, the small details, both on the mental side and the technique side. But what kind of was different going into this year?
This year, understanding it was my last year, last opportunity, made me really focus on, okay, what's making it so I'm not in the position that I'm All-American, and because I'm making it there, but it's when you make it there, a lot of people make it there, but it's the small differences that make it so you're on the podium at the end of the tournament. And something for me that was big was making sure I'm doing all my habits are right, making sure I'm doing the right things, and staying healthy throughout the process. Because if you're not healthy, you're not gonna be wrestling at your best. And making sure I'm enjoying the process. So I started throughout the year, I was making sure I was focused on stuff. But about 2 months ago, Coach Ward actually was like, all right, let's start looking at the single leg. As he I started playing around with it, and he's like, this could really work with you. And the single leg, honestly, that's what really helped me, like my club single. I started playing around with it and messed up that a couple times at first, started learning it more, and I had good partners that were giving me a good look with it. And I was figuring out why it wasn't working in situations, why it was. And like that's right there, the technical part is one reason. Five of my seven matches, I got the first takedown off a club single. And that's really like it helped me become more of a not a straight on wrestler with double legs and get more angles and move more angles. So it was honestly one of the best tournaments I've ever wrestled. And it was a great time to do it. And then just enjoying the process, like because I started wrestling more freely towards EIWAs and nationals, I started having more fun and I was excited for the opportunity. A lot of people are burnt out by the end of the season. They just want to be done. But I let that drive me and I think it helped in a big way. And I think this year was just making sure I didn't get burnt out by the end of the year, making sure I was still motivated and encouraged to keep pushing. I think that was one of the biggest differences. And making sure I was doing all the right things, eating the right food and living the right lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, that's the great part about this sport. Like, you have to really focus on all the details, whether it's the technique side, the mental side, the physical side. And it was great to see that you were able to get the job done. We had a watch party in town for the blood rounds and semis, and I was like, man, like, here we go. This is going to be their first All-American since 2008. So
Yes.
you got the job done. And then of course it was cool because I talked to Coach Green quite a bit. And then, I went down Army West Point last year. I think I interviewed you, Ethan, and Blake. I can't remember who I interviewed, but yeah, there was, it was,
Could have been
it's just kind
Nate.
of, what's that?
Nate Lucas, maybe.
It might have been. I
Okay.
can't remember exactly. I'd have to go, but I mean, the video's on YouTube, but
Okay.
I forget who I've interviewed. But yeah, so talking about your season and. I think you had, would you guys have six qualifiers, national qualifiers?
Yes.
All right. So like out of the six, I think there was three plebes, plebes being if your first year, I guess on post, so to speak. I mean, I guess you could have done the prep year too, but having three of the new guys who qualified for nationals, what advice did you give them going into nationals? And what advice would you give to the others that are part of the Black Knights wrestling program, that you've experienced over your 4 years?
I would say the biggest thing for the plebes was just going out there and having fun. As like a plebe, there's not for them there, like there wasn't too many expectations, and in the moment you can get caught up with like getting really nervous or not wrestling yourself. So it was just going out there and no matter what, have fun and enjoy yourself. Because if you are having fun when you're doing it, you're gonna wrestle more freely and you're gonna wrestle yourself. But if you let the nerves get to you too much, you're not gonna wrestle yourself at all. And we saw that in a couple matches with them where they let the nerves get to them a little bit too much. But overall, I know that they wanted it more than anything. But I just encourage, like going forward, you set the bar high for yourself. So now it's just keep pushing forward to, because we have a great group of guys coming up in the like from freshman class. We have a prep school class that's coming in that's really good, and we have great recruits coming in. So we're set up in a very good position to have a winning program and having more people on the podium next year and the following year.
Yeah, I mean the whether it's Flo or like Willie or just people in the media world, wrestling media world, with the coach, I guess what the you guys are doing at Army West Point is really talked about, like what Coach Ward and Coach Green, like the development of the wrestlers, whether they're big board guys coming out of high school or not, like they develop, you guys develop really well at Army West Point. And, talking about the schedule, the past few years that Ward and staff have, put together for you guys, you guys hosted Iowa, you guys hosted NC State, Penn State was on campus for, to compete in a tournament, at Crystal Arena. Just talk about, what it's like to be, be battle tested, I guess, in the last few years that you competed at Army West Point.
I think that yes, at West Point. So it's one of the things about like Iowa does the same thing, but at West Point, we aren't like it's hard to like recruit top guys because it's more than just wrestling. Like you have a military commitment after. So you have to be able to persuade them like to serve the country when most high schoolers are like, I just want to wrestle. I don't want to think about anything else. And that's where we do have to like when people come in, we have to be able to help them achieve their goals, but they have to develop a lot throughout their wrestling career. And that's something that helped me was understanding that and applying myself to the sport. But we also have academics and military requirements. So it's a tough thing to like for all three of them to make sure we balance it all. But I think that the big thing is we're not scared to face anyone and we'll go out and face anyone. So having the schedule we have had in the past and do have, we're excited for because we know it's an opportunity to showcase our skills. And no matter what happens, we're trying to get better for when the moment that matters. No one remembers a match that happened in the middle of the year. They remember what happens at the end of the year. So if we can train as many times, lose as many matches as you need to, they're losing doesn't matter during the season because it matters what happens at the end of the year. So.
Amen. I mean, I kind of want to just highlight Coach Green has the, Coach Green's notes from post. I signed up for the emails. I guess I thought I would sign up earlier, but you can, sign up for the emails and see what's going on post. But just talking about a few of the things that were highlighted that happened this year, obviously we talked about the first All-American since 2008. You guys won a team trophy at the EIWAs, again, six NCAA qualifiers. You were top 25 dual meet ranking. The largest NCAA social in years. There was over 100 Black Knight fans in Kansas City. You guys beat Navy in Annapolis, so that was pretty cool. Coach Ward was EIWA Coach of the Year. You had three academic All-Americans. The RTC athlete wins senior nationals, and then two of the alumni qualified for Olympic trials. So, I mean, a lot of things are happening. A lot of great things are happening down at Army West Point. We talked about you guys beating Navy. Was this the first time you beat Navy since you've been on Army West Point?
Yes, as a team first year, so we're really happy about that.
That was pretty cool. I mean, like,
Yes.
obviously, like, I walked through the tunnel, like, go Army, beat Navy, and but at the end of the day, you guys are all serving our country. And how cool was it to see that you, David Key at Navy, Wyatt Hendrickson of Air Force, you guys all won the you guys all earned All American honors for the service academies at NCAAs. How cool was that?
It was amazing. Like, it was something that was really exciting because at the end of the day, yes, we're all serving our country. So we're enemies the day that we're wrestling. But besides that, we're the closest you can be. And that's something that like all the Navy coaches and the Air Force coaches, they are congratulating me, very happy for me, just because we know what we're doing and we're serving our country. So it was an amazing experience. And something that's cooler is that the last time we all three have had one from each academy was 2003 in Kansas City. So it was a cool little
Yeah,
experience there.
that is pretty cool. Now I've got to give a shout out to Coast Guard as well. I was at
Yeah,
the Division
exactly.
III Nationals, and they had a national champion, Chase Randall, and then they had a few other All-Americans as well. So it's very cool to see from the service academies. And
Exactly.
yeah, and you're talking about Army West Point a little bit. The statues that are on campus. I was pretty amazed when I walked around. Post rather not campus, but I was pretty amazed when I walked around post. The numerous amount of monuments and statues, around the post humble you or, keep you focused at times. Just, walking around seeing, General Patton or MacArthur, all the other guys that are on there as well.
Yeah, it's something that like especially when we first come here during Beast, our 6 weeks of basic training that we do, there's like a day we go through and like see each of them, learn about them, and it's a cool experience to know that they were in our footsteps and we're striving to be like them. And also it shows the impact you can have from coming out of West Point and the effect you can have on the world as well. So and they were just one of us. So it's cool to see in that situation where we can grow up to be like them or grow up to affect people's lives like they did.
Yeah, there's so much history like on Army West Point's on post. It's crazy to, I mean, I first time being down there was last fall, and I've got to get down again because it's just like you can't really take it in one trip. You got to be down there and absorb all of it, throughout a few trips. But Army, Trophy Point was pretty cool too. But now, like I said, like those statues of great leaders in our country are scattered around post, and you're a part of the history on post as well, with your accolades going to be posted in Arvin Gymnasium. Like, how cool is that to kind of solidify yourself, a part of history on Army West Point?
It's a really cool experience. I think it's awesome that I was able to finally get the job done. But I think it's big for the program because we haven't had someone since 2008. So it shows that it's possible and we can keep it going and getting more people out up there. But I think the big thing is just getting the start of something. And because we have people that are capable of being all Americans, it's just about truly believing it and then showing it. So I think it's a great start to what our program can show in the future years.
Yeah, so let's talk about the BHA, right? The BHA is the Brotherhood, Heart, Attitude, and Warrior, correct?
Yes.
So, I mean, last year, like I said, I was there for the event, and one thing that really caught my eye was, the brotherhood that you guys have. And whether it was Ethan Bergen beating the Oregon State kid that was returning All-American at 125 pounds, like, that was crazy. And, like, just seeing everybody, whether they were a part of the team or like just in uniform still, on the sidelines, just jumping up and down, super excited. You guys are all busting your butts on and off the battlefield, so to speak. But how cool is it to be a part of that brotherhood where you have guys to rely on in the wrestling room, and just on posts, in your everyday activities as well?
I think it's extremely important that we do. I know that it's hard in the moment. I know that it's hard to see that sometimes where it's like we have a great brotherhood, but you can't really see that because that's all you've been in. But whenever I start talking to friends in other colleges or I start talking to like I that's what makes me realize how close we are, like knitly bonded and how close we are together because we have a connection that we know that we the people beside us, they would be there for us in a heartbeat no matter what. They're not trying to tear us down. They're building us up. And then we just have such a great support from our old grads, from our community that truly cares about us and they want what's best for us. So same with the coaching staff. Everyone's just so tightly bonded. And even if someone does like tear you down, not really tear you down, you know they mean it in a good way and they're trying to build you up so that you can become because they know the capabilities you have. So they're there to test you and make you stronger. But not if it doesn't look like that. So the brotherhood's great, and it's something that we'll cherish for a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it's just really cool to kind of witness from the outside looking in. We're talking about like wrestling molding people. Wrestling molds people into, great people and who are goal oriented, driven, etc. Do you say it's safe to say that Army West Point has molded you into the wrestler you became at West Point?
Oh, for sure. I think that I came to West Point with a lot of like skill that I used in high school. However, college wrestling is a completely different sport and you truly have to like learn to hand fight. Like my hand fighting was never my best skill. So it came to like shooting a lot, attacking a lot. And I think that someone was great was they didn't try to change your style to theirs. And if they did, it didn't work. So they learned that each wrestler is, has their own individual style and you have to learn to work with that. And whenever that they learn that, that's what helped like guide us in the right path to be able to perform the way we did. Coach Ward knew I was good at double leg, I was good at high crotch, so he didn't try to start making me do like start snap heel down, spin behind. That's why he felt like the single leg was a great thing for me, and that's what helped me truly become an All-American through those positions. But I think that they're trying to make us better every day, and it's something that when you learn to work through positions and you start to trust your coaches. It can lead to great things.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's pretty cool. Talking about Coach Ward and Coach Green, what's an impactful quote or, maybe it's a conversation that Coach Ward and or Coach Green has shared with you that you think you'll, use throughout life?
I
That's
mean, overall,
kind of a
they
deep
said,
question.
yeah, no, they that's one that I need a couple of days now, kid. They, it's not really like right now at the moment, I can't think of a specific quote, but. The impact they've made is just understanding, like Coach Ward emphasizes, he's like, if I only made you a better wrestler, I'm not doing my job. He's like, I'm trying to make you a better wrestler, but also I'm trying to impact you for life because you only have 5 years of wrestling and then you have a life ahead of you. And understanding where we're from, we have a military duty as well. So it's how can I make you the best leader and the best person to come out of West Point? So, and that's where Coach, like he also emphasizes, they both do about no matter how we perform, they'll always be proud of us because they know the work we put in. But overall, I think that it's just the impact they've made about caring for us over these 4 years. And honestly, how the culture's changed over the 4 years. We're in a very good position. Freshman, sophomore year, the culture wasn't as good. And like looking how we developed as a team and our trust for each other and the excitement in the room, it's on a new level. So I think that's why we're in such a good position moving forward. And the coaches being willing to understand like things aren't working and how can we change from that. Coach isn't scared of criticism. He takes it and he learns from it. So I think that's a great quality to have too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, kind of putting that like B-Haw, talking about all the brotherhood and the heart, attitude, and warrior. Just kind of you focus in on all of those things, and it's going to set you up, to be great leaders in life after wrestling, like you said. Talking about some of the misconceptions at West Point, I think I want to say I talked about this with Coach Green, but like, what are some of the things that you think are misconceptions when people think about Army West Point?
Well, I mean, the schooling is hard, and like everyone sees it as like you have to be like a genius to get in or you be crazy smart. But once you get in, it's about the teachers really want you to get through, so they're gonna really help you. Like they're always there to do some extra help, instruction, and your teammates are there for you too. So if you're struggling in the class, this is a place where you're going to get through because you're going to have 10 people around you supporting you, making sure you're getting your work done, making sure you're going to class. Your teachers are going to make sure if you're failing a grade, they're going to let the coaches know. So it's not what a regular college where if you fail, they're like, that sucks, get out of here. Like here, they truly want you to get through and they truly believe in you. So it's something that they're going to try to do everything they can to get you through if you apply yourself.
Yeah, I think like recently, I think I was on Twitter or the X, whatever you call it now, but somebody said something or maybe replied to Coach Green's tweet, and it was like talking about how structured Army West Point is, and you don't have time to do this, you don't have time to do that, and like it's obviously not, it wasn't correct, right? And it was just people were misinformed, and just learning a little bit more about Army West Point, like even myself, it's definitely not like that. People, it's not as structured and miserable, so to speak, like Army kind of lifestyle, like a structured lifestyle than that people actually really think, waking up early, doing this, that, and the other. But I'm really excited to see a lot of the New York guys. There's a few New York guys that just arrived there last year. One might have started Army West Point already. The other one might be in his prep year, but we have a few others that are graduating this year that are heading to Army West Point. So I'm excited to follow them. Talking about your time at Army West Point, like I said, you're first to, talk about your time at West Point and, describe your time there just in a few words, if you would.
Starting out prep school, I started at prep school, so it was a big culture shock of being away from home. I'm from Ohio, so just being I was excited to like get out of the house, feel like I'm on my own. Coming to West Point, it was a great experience, but it was like I was pretty homesick at first, so it was something that was really hard to push through. And overall, prep school and plebe year, those were 2 years, especially with COVID. I was questioning every day, like, do I really want to do this? Is it really meant for me? So I think the biggest thing for like people coming in is making sure like you did this for a reason, even if you can't see it in the moment, like there's a reason you're here and it's gonna benefit you for life. You're gonna have a lot of like leadership development, you're gonna grow a lot as a person, and in your own ways, you're truly on your own. Like with you have people to support you, but you learn to be independent and not rely on your family for everything. Like my parents supports me. They've came to every match throughout my college like experience, so they're always there supporting me. However, it's a different type whenever they're 7 hours away. I have to do everything on my own at West Point, and I have to truly rely on myself. And I think it's great for getting ready for life. And I think that you throughout West Point, you start to realize like, okay, there's a lot. I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's about taking it one day at a time. If you start looking too far in advance as a plebe, if you start looking to graduation, it's gonna kill you. You have to start looking at maybe like the next time, like Christmas break or your next opportunity, because it's something that you can look for opportunities, but it's about bringing joy in your own life, and you got to find that somehow. Otherwise, it is gonna be a daunting place and not fun. So you have to make that joy through hanging out with friends and looking at the small perks throughout it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, it's kind of maybe a grind, but in some people's eyes, and looking at the small things, next step after the next steps, definitely ideal. Besides your NCAA, and maybe even your NCAA All-American honor, isn't your best memory at Army West Point, but like, what's your best memory that you've had at Army West Point?
My best memory, well, at West Point, I think there's no specific best memory I can think of at the moment, but I think just like we have dinner sometime, hanging out with the guys, going through practices. They suck, but when you look back at it, you're like, those were spent suffering with my brothers. And like some of the dodgeball games we play before practice, those are always amazing memories for me. But obviously, when it comes to performance wise, Nationals obviously was my favorite memory. Just being able to truly enjoy the moment of being All-American, it was something at Nationals I took in the moment. I didn't like try to like look past it, or I looked at every match as like just another match. But whenever it came down to it, I finally got my hand raised. I took in the moment of being All-American, and it was truly an amazing experience there. So that was my best memory overall.
Yeah, that's not a bad memory to have. You talked about dodgeball at Army West Point. Coach Green did say you were a mediocre dodgeball player. What are your thoughts of
He just gets mad because I always win at
that?
it.
That's funny. Let's
No,
talk about
we love our games, so it's fun.
yeah, that seems like a common thread at NCAA wrestling programs,
Yeah.
which is, it's always fun. But let's talk about what's next. He did say you were, there's a wedding planned in June, so that's pretty cool. And then next year you're going to be an athletic intern at Army West Point, I heard. Is that correct?
I am. I'm going to do
Yeah,
that in
so
prep school.
okay, that's pretty cool. And then he said you were going to Hawaii for training. That's going to be after your athletic intern year, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, going to Hawaii sounds a whole lot better. So like growing up in Governor, New York, there's a military or army base maybe 25, 30 miles away from. And actually, even like the impact zone's probably 10 miles away from where I live, my house. But and that's Fort Drum, New York, and it's probably not the most ideal army base to go to, for training, or for really anything. I don't really know. I mean, it's the 10th Mountain Division, but we're expecting snow up there right now, so that's why I decided to come to Virginia Beach and enjoy some of the sun. That there's a little bit of sun this week, but yeah. So going to Hawaii sounds a whole lot better. What's exciting about Hawaii that, besides, serving our country out there?
The biggest thing for that was my thought process and my fiance's was, when else will we ever live there? So
True,
take the
true.
opportunity you have, and it's something that whenever we do go, you can't live like you're on vacation. You gotta live like you are part of the culture. If you do, you get island fever. So that's something I've heard, and I have some connections down there with some people I've already talked to, and they all love it. They say it's a great opportunity and experience. So I'm just excited to be able to go there for, I've never been there before, so I'm excited for the opportunity just to go there and yeah, serve our country too.
Yeah, for sure. What's your favorite quote that you would say?
There was a quote I heard the other day that I loved. It was I can't memorize it right now, but I have it on my phone. I wrote it down and I thought it spoke a big volumes for wrestling actually. It was, can you be committed to the process of what you are doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you are doing? And I think that's so important for my first 3 years of at West Point, because if I was so committed to the results, like emotionally, then I would have just been like, I didn't get my job. Then I'm all down. But because I was still eager after it and I wasn't emotionally attached to how the results came and I enjoyed the process, it made it so I still felt fulfilled because I knew I was doing everything I could to become an All-American. And even if this year didn't work out that way, say I didn't become an All-American, I was a four-time qualifier, it's about looking at the process, my entire journey, and knowing I did everything I could and I was capable of being All-American. However, maybe that weekend I just wasn't like on my A game. And so knowing that the process is what truly what the enjoying part is, and that's where I should strive to be, because the process is what makes the outcome, but without the process, you're not going to be able to get the outcome. So, I mean, it's something that even through West Point, we're striving for the outcome of graduating, but graduation is only one day. And then you're going to be like, okay, now what? So the process, you have to make sure you're enjoying that along the ride.
Yeah, that's kind of deep too, because like you can be so caught up in one moment, like one moment that you had, whether it was at Army, West Point, or in your wrestling career, and it's really not just it's I mean the process, like you said, is the outcome, and whatnot. Like, in talking about even that, I'm not even I really don't want to bring it up, but like that the pin that wasn't called, against Mekhi Lewis, like you learn from that, I guess, to a certain degree, and it'll teach you something in life down the road, obviously. It's obviously unfortunate. But talking about, so you that was a pretty good quote. Let's talk about your favorite book. I'm gonna give my favorite book real quick, and it's kind of, I just read this a couple months ago, but it's called The Wisdom of the Bullfrog. I got it for Christmas. It's a book that General McRaven, William McRaven, wrote. It was obviously it's about the U.S. Navy, talking about the leadership made simple but not easy. It's a really great book. But what's your favorite book if you're
My
a reader?
favorite book is it's actually a short little novel. It's only about 120 pages. It's called The Go Giver. And
I just heard about this book.
yeah,
Is
it's
it
one of my
okay?
it's my all-time favorite. I've read it like six times through, but it truly teaches you about everyone's always like be a go-getter, like get, what can you do? But once you truly sit down and you start thinking about other people and you truly start giving your time, giving your energy, and like giving to other people, that's where abundance comes. And like the guy grew wealth really very wealthy off it, but it's more than just like wealth. It's about that's when you feel fulfilled in life. You start seeing the impact you're making on others, and that's where the enjoyment comes. And that's something that I think that's so important in life is you see all these extremely like these billionaires and they're just so unhappy because something that they've been striving for and they're getting so much, but how much are they giving to see how it can affect others' lives?
Man, like I literally, so I on my way down to Virginia Beach, I was listening to the Wrestling Changed My Life podcast with Ryan Warner, and he had on Matt Hickey, who was the chief revenue officer at security, and he was a former Hofstra wrestler, and he talked about, everybody that he, every employee that he brings on to his company, he tells them that they have to read that book before they start at their job. So that's going to be obviously one of the books that I'm going to get on Amazon and buy. So that's awesome. That's great that it's kind of ironic that you said that's your favorite book.
Yeah, that is.
Is there anything else that you would like to add on this podcast?
No, I'm just overall, I'm very grateful for obviously becoming All American, but couldn't have happened without the support I have around me. I think that a lot of people get overlooked because we have people on the wrestling team that never see a starting lineup. However, they're in there every day, busting their butt, helping us. They know that their role is different. They got to help support us, but they're not getting the recognition that they deserve. So I think that understanding that it's not just 10 people out on the mat that are starting. You have the 50 people that are in the room working every day. And sometimes it's way harder for those people to work hard because they're like, what am I working hard for and towards? But seeing them just bust their butt every day, being out there is very encouraging. That's what keeps me motivated whenever I'm wrestling, as well as just the family supporting me, fiance, my brothers, friends, and just all the old grads we have and my coaches. So just want to give them all props and all the love because without any of them, it wouldn't be possible.
That's right. It's all part of that brotherhood that we mentioned, part of that BHA. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Ben, appreciate you for jumping on episode 102 of More Wrestling's podcast.
Of course.
All right, peace out.
Hey, peace out.